Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We are back, baby. And you know what I like about today's show? It's kind of like a continuation of yesterday's show. You remember in the last hour, Mfundo read a story about two people, execs, who were at Transnet at the time, who got arrested by the Hawks. She wasn't in a position to give us their names, but we spoke about it. Well, this morning,
first things first,
we know exactly who they are. Siyabonga Gama and Brian Molefe. Brian Molefe, when he was coming out of court yesterday, spoke to ENCA. And this is what he had to say.
The fact of the matter is that in October, we submitted an application for the review of the Zondo Commission. Justice Zondo has not responded, has not given us an answering affidavit, despite the fact that he's required by the rules of court to give an answering affidavit within 15 days. He has not done so. Instead, he has sent an obfuscating affidavit which says that him as a judge cannot be taken to court. But we can review his decision at the Zondo Commission. The SIU, few years back, splashed the newspaper saying they are recovering 2.3 billion rand from us. To date, they have not done anything about it. 3 years ago, we were arrested and came to this court. We have not even pleaded in that case. On the 30th of January, the matter was postponed to the 2nd of February. And then they arrest us on another related matter instead of aiding the charges. And they want a bail of 200,000. So they were intent on using bail as a punishment. They wanted us to go and sleep and stay in prison in custody on account of not paying bail. Not because we are flight risk, but because they set the bail amount too high. And that we exposed today in court. So we're quite happy with the outcome.
So he's got an LLM now. He spent his time studying law. He's a master of law. So when he speaks about these things, he's speaking from a position of knowledge, you know? There's a couple of things we need to discuss. First of all, this is not in relation to the case that they were arrested for before. This is something else now regarding Transnet. So a totally separate matter. The first one was Eskom. Mm. And if you remember correctly, he's co-accused in the first one. That matter ended up getting dropped. Machela Koko struck off the roll. It may still come back, but it doesn't look like it, right? And so with this one, he's saying, well, the matter that we're currently being arrested for is something that we challenge the findings of when it comes to the Commission of Inquiry, right? Now, the Commission of Inquiry doesn't necessarily explicitly state guilt or innocence. All that happens is evidence is led. And then once the evidence is led, it's up to the investigators to investigate and see if there's any veracity to your claims. If there is veracity to your claims, the NPA then obviously prosecutes, right? The question is, do you feel like this will see finality? He's mentioned two other cases where they have been arrested and nothing happened. The other one, they didn't even get to plead. Mfundo, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah. That distinction is important because we spoke to the NPA yesterday where they tried to distinguish between the two. There's one that's going to sit in February 2026. That's the one that he's talking about. It relates to the 1064. That's the 1064 locomotives. Again, it's the four of them that appeared yesterday, but we call it the Moodley case because there's also Cuban Moodley there. There was McKinsey at some point, so that matter's still coming. And then there's this one. And yeah, the question he raised about this matter is from 2015 and you still have institutions saying they need further investigations and because the documents are voluminous and all of that. So one wonders that come October, will they be ready? Whether it will come to finality, I'd like to believe it will, but I just don't know if in October they'll be ready if they weren't ready now with so many years that have already passed.
Mm. Now, again, all cases are different, right? So you really can't compare one to the other. But I will give you an example. Again, Machela Koko, the issue of Eskom. We were told that there were millions, literally millions of pages of evidence. Mm-hmm. You can look it up yourself. Mm-hmm. And yet, that matter ended up getting struck off the roll because the prosecutors couldn't get their act together. What makes us believe that this will end up being anything worthwhile? And then my question is, why do we arrest people just for the arrest and do nothing about it? If there's a matter that they got arrested for literally almost a year ago and they didn't even get to plea until now.
Didn't we have this conversation when the GNU started, where we were like, oh, okay, at least people must be seen to be doing things. Sometimes I feel like when it comes to corruption cases, that's literally what it is. The government wants to be seen to be doing things, even though we know at some other point it's going to get bungled. I mean, if I were Brian Molefe, I also would have gone and made sure Guti legally I'm also strong, because we know Guti, in some of these cases, you can actually just keep dragging it forever and ever and a half because you keep finding loopholes. And that's literally what's going to keep happening here.
So sometimes I believe that when there's a political motive, like, for example, if I feel that somebody's going to run for presidency, that person must be removed, etc. and so on, step aside rule. But Brian Molefe is not a political threat to anybody. So what would be the motive for that?
We need to put him behind bars so that it seems as though somebody somewhere is paying for something.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that people that have committed a crime shouldn't be arrested. If there's evidence that Brian Molefe committed any crime, I'm calling a party, right?
Yeah.
But you fail to prove thus far.
I have no confidence in the NPS. As long as Lam Mama is still at the helm, Shamila Batoy. Because we've heard, like you said, with the Matila Koko issue, they don't have the capacity, especially when the crimes, you know, are very intricate, financial. We've seen with Steinhoff, and their investigation, how they don't even have the capacity for that. They don't even have the best talent in the field. And we've spoken at great length about how there's not even enough a compensation for the skilled and the greatest talent within, you know, the legal fraternity to work for the NPA. So until they get their act together, I don't see such matters seeing finality.
Yeah.
There's one last question I've got to ask, which is something that he brought up. He mentioned that their names get splashed in the newspapers every time something like this happens.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, maybe it's just a child in me, but I've always seen getting arrested as a big thing.
Yes.
Right? Even now, because it's too much, you're like, yo. So, do you still feel that way when so many people get arrested and then later charges get dropped?
No.
Because they never come back and say, I miss you wrong. The headline stays, Saul Penduga arrested. And then 2 weeks later, quietly, charges get dropped.
For me, I feel like it's similar to what we spoke about yesterday with the DA constantly, you know, near Vesa. Siya Vesa, ngamakata, like, country.
I've lived in town, right?
Yeah.
And when somebody gets arrested, it's not a big deal.
No.
It's like, oh, yeah, they'll be out now. Yeah. Where, be it maybe for, you know, they breathalyzed you and, you know, the results were bad, or you don't have a license, or petty crimes. It's like, you will make a call or two. Somebody will show up with something. Yeah. So it becomes like that. You know, nobody takes these things serious when nothing ever happens. Mm.
So give us a shout and let us know. Am I acting like a child for thinking being arrested is a big deal? Because I've never been arrested. So I still think, yo. Imagine, for example, cops coming up to Kaya. It's just so like to season. That'll be crazy, bro. Let us know what your thoughts are.
So I have been arrested. And Sizwe, yes, it's a big deal. Trust me, it's a huge deal. Ask Olapo. Guys, I didn't tell it. So when's I got my cases, Lawa, that just go off the radar, say a court. Says Koshi, when we go to Unabo, Matela Koko, Unabo, but Koshi, now all of a sudden, boom. Says buyile foot. Kusuke kwenzakaleni masses thulile, and then what prompts whoever to say, oh, by the way, hold on, there's a case we haven't finished here. Asivuse foot. What do we stand to gain? Like if they say Nguti, they need to go back and investigate something that happened in 2012. What investigation do they now need to do? 2012? We are in 2025. Hey, guys, yeah, it's not nice to be arrested, Sizwe. Trust me, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. But also, just because a matter is quiet doesn't mean it's not being worked on, right? So they could be investigating a matter that involves you right now and you wouldn't know. And until they find sufficient evidence, then they'll come and arrest you. That could take months, that could take years, that could take weeks. Who knows?
Sometimes you know that some of the things won't stick in court, but you are just doing them to spite people, you know, just to derail, you know, whatever ambitions politically or in the business sense they wanted to do. So they know that there is no case. You know, Matela Koko proved that that many factual lies have no legs to stand on.
Into listed capture Zondo Commission. Kazolang imali la payada of its crumbles. Billions of rands wasted out of nothing. No, like Gonzoga next. If it's about to lava bong about Bali will appear bonge. Only a few. You about prosecutor about Velencantolo. The rest Gonzagalin of it like as half of it like as it crumbling dollar. Gonzagalin. I have a bonge about lava bong. Now, Boba is Pacashule, Makiswa and Kenny Cots. I have Puma. Nice to see Paylem win. Guys, I like I lenders on the commission catal Gonzagalan. Why I want to bang a bush or a mini bush or
so the commission doesn't have any powers to arrest. The commission is just an inquiry, right? And then once you've got the information, you do the information as you wish. So that's what they're saying.
You know, it's really sad what's happening at NPA, right? Busia Mkwebane touched APSA. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, Busia Mkwebane was out. That lady go NPA, that lady is failing this money and then night. She's still there. Né? Huge cases have been thrown out. But I, Ugogo Salele, Wijela Nyugaya Hai, waiting for pension. If there's gratuity there, she's going to get a gratuity for doing nothing. Nothing. It's sad that this institution are not doing what they used to do. And then they, you know, it's like the apartheid officials are looking at us and say, it's like maybe Blackwater was right.
Peace. Okay. Again, I'm not defending anybody here, right? But if I'm the national director of public prosecutions, I still have people that work under me in this organization, and they are the separate prosecutors. Now, if the prosecutors are not equipped with either the skills or the resources to be able to successfully prosecute cases, why should I take the fall for that? It's the organization that's in shambles as a whole. Maybe it's not a reflection on me.
Morning, Sizwana. Yeah, but this thing, since it only happened there on top for those who are well connected, only politicians. We're speaking to Dene from Tembisa.
Sure.
See, that report is a problem. Je, Moshima, the NPA, that report. Mulefinje must sue the NPA and mop the floor with them.
Hey, because of they are now questioning the state capture, they are now trying to seem like Atsabaya Sebens and weaponizing the judicial system. South Africa. If you question too much, you become a target and then a victim. Because of now, they know which once they get those written statements from Guzond, they're going to go in further and question his credibility. So, which is in the iPhone. So, I think me now, Guzond,
but they're not the only people that have taken the findings of the state capture inquiry under review. The president himself has done so. So they're not the only ones.
So for me, there are two things here. First thing is there's been questions about the state capture reports. Why is there no action taken on the state capture reports? So they are feeling under pressure that they are acting on it. Second thing is the NPA. Shamila Badoy was under pressure or was under fire in the recent weeks to say, you are incompetent. And she's trying to prove that she's got teeth or the NPA got teeth now. She's been making excuses. Right now, I feel like they're just wasting state resources once again. And they are acting like they are acting on the state capture report while they know very well that they're not going to find anything or they are going to lose this case against O'Brien. Same as Machela Koko, they're going to throw it out of court. But let them keep on wasting state resources.
It's an unknown rule in the space that what government agencies do, especially in political fights like these ones, they'll just take you to court because they know how expensive it is and they just want to try you out in terms of your money so that you keep paying attorneys. There's no case in none of these things. All these guys are doing are just posturing more than anything else. So that's my opinion.
Shame, man.
NPA, we have 100 charges. I was good to have evidence. Unina loga drop while my case was 100 charges. I eco jained by NPA. Abai vale.
One case in point to Zana Zuma. Remember, he was all over the news. He's a wanted man. He landed airport to bury his brother. He was put in chains and all that. I have a number of policemen. What happened to that? He's still out and he's still challenging APA to do something about it. So, yeah, they just do it for show. Yeah, you go, Jelinto, yeah. Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.